The Dodgers looking for their fifth straight win, taking on the Indians. Clayton Kershaw on the hill for his first start against the Indians since his rookie season in 2008. He'd get some run support in the second, a man on for Yasiel Puig facing Trevor Bauer.
Roberts, of course. Well, it's Dave Roberts. Fly ball, reasonably well hit to right field. Back goes the center fielder, Jackson, and it's gone a home run. On this hot, humid night, the ball just kept carrying and carrying and carrying. For Puig, a home run, his 10th of the year, and the Dodgers take a 2-0 lead. And a fly ball well hit to left field. It's on its way, and it is gone a home run. Roberto Perez, a 139 hitter, hits his first home run of the year and ties the game at 2. Now the 3-2 on the way. Swung on and missed strike 3. That is a strike. Fourth strikeout of the game for Kershaw. And the first out of the bottom of the 7th. 2-1 to Bellinger, and the pitch. Fly ball to right field. It's deep. It is on its way, and back at the wall. It is gone! A home run! Cody Bellinger! Robertson leaped as high as he could, 375 feet from the plate. Bellinger with the home run, his 16th of the year, and the Dodgers take a 3-2 lead. Drilled to right field and deep, and it looks like Bellinger has left the yard again. A three-run shot this time. It is 7-2.
The Dodgers win their fifth in a row, taking it 7-5. Cody Bellinger now with 17 homers. That's the most in the majors since being called up April 25th. He has 4 multi-homer games in his first career 45 contests. He's the only player in Major League history to do that. Clayton Kershaw gets his 9th win, allowing 2 runs in 7 innings. Cody Bellinger with 2 more home runs. He has 17 on the season. That's the most in the majors since being called up April 25th. Bellinger spoke after the game.
I think a little bit. You know, like I said, you've seen him on TV, dominant hitters. I actually had some tips from the guys, you know, going into the at-bat. So that really helped me, you know, stay confident. And, yeah, he hung me a slider. I tried to get the barrel to it.
It's the first home run given up by him this year and the first against a left-hander since Mauer did it back in August of 2016. Just your thought about being able to get to him.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I don't know. Like I said, it was a mistake on his part, and luckily I just got the barrel to it and it barely got out of here.
Miller comes out, Boone Logan comes in, you get another one off of a left-hander. Apparently you can hit lefties a little bit. What does that make you feel like when you're able to do it against another left-hander?
Lefties don't necessarily intimidate me. I've always been all right hitting them, and you know, watching a lot of film on them really helps me, and just to stay within myself and knowing what I can do against them.
You're able to hit around Andrew Miller and Boone Logan a little bit. You also pick up another left-hander in Clayton Kershaw. Just your thought about being able to do that and give your ace the win.
Yeah, always great. Obviously, he pitches his ass off every game, his butt off every game, and so it's always good to get him a win.
What is it about this club that has the propensity for the dramatic 3 straight games in which you guys have the late inning heroics?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, huh? We have a lot of, you know, we don't give up. I think that starts with our coaching staff. We have a lot of great players and, you know, a lot of veteran presence, and it just helps us, you know, keep going.
You got called up on April 25th. You have 17 home runs. You basically spotted the rest of the league 3 weeks. Does any of this feel real to you?
Kind of. Some nights don't. Maybe this night doesn't. But I'm trying to stay within myself, like I said. Tomorrow I'm going to go in and do my same routine and just try and get some hits tomorrow.
Up next, the series against the Indians continues on Wednesday with Brandon McCarthy on the hill.